Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Someone asked me recently, and speaking to people, what kind of a church are we? Well, first of all, the building is not a church. You, the people, are the church. Amen. So remember that. And that era began on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came to the upper room and filled the people, and the church era began right there. Some people I've heard say that the church era is over. It cannot be, because you're still here. Amen. We're still in that era, and we're still in the dispensation of grace and mercy, thank God. And so we are a Word of Faith church. Everybody say Word and Faith church. We are Spirit-filled. That means we agree to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are many gifts of the Holy Spirit, and one of those gifts is praying and speaking in our heavenly language, other tongues. That's who we are, and we also believe the finished work of the cross. What Jesus completed is completed. He's not coming to do it again. He has completed the work, and He is at rest, sat down with His Father. But here's the good news. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:6, you and I have been seated together with Christ in the heavenly places. Come on Wednesday night, my wife, as we said, we're going to be going an hour solid from 7 to 8, and it's going to be a Bible teaching, and we're going to show you certain aspects of how to get out of this natural realm, which is the enemy's territory. He's always trying to draw you in with a fence. He's trying to draw you in with, you know, all kinds of different plots and temptations. He tries to draw you into the natural realm, and we've got to learn to stay in the spiritual realm, because only in the spiritual realm are you effective against him. In the natural realm, the devil will take you down. Come on. You know, you want to fight everybody, you're going down. You have to be in the spiritual realm and let God lead and direct your life. And that's what we believe. I personally, as the apostle and pastor of this church, I hear God. And so can each and every one of you hear God. Do you hear what I'm saying? God is speaking to His body. He's speaking to the church, and He's coming back for the bride. And I don't think it's much longer to wait. In my personal opinion, I feel that Jesus is almost ready to come back. Amen. If you look at the signs around you, you know. You that know the Bible and have learned and studied the Bible out, you see all the signs so plain. Amen. And I just want you to know, God is not caught by surprise by anything. You know, before Corona came, He knew it was coming. That's why I preordained and pre-planned for you to be healed. We can walk in divine health. Whatever other sickness and disease comes, it's already been taken care of by the stripes on Jesus' back. We have to learn to operate in the spiritual realm and take authority in the spiritual realm, which brings me to my message, which is kingdom authority, and the picture will come up. Everyone say, kingdom authority. Let's just pray right now. Father, I just thank you that you're here with us, leading, guiding, and directing us in all truth and righteousness. Father God, I thank you that my tongue is like that of a ready rider, that I would speak the oracles of heaven. And what the people hear today is not necessarily everything I know about that word, but you give them revelation for their own lives that'll just completely supersede what I'm even saying. I thank you for that today, and we thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, everyone agreeing said, amen, amen, and amen. Genesis 1, I'm just going to read through it, and it's verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. let them, mankind, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over all the cattle of all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. 28, then God blessed them. And we found out, and we looked at it in the scriptures, in the concordance, blessed them means empowered mankind to prosper. Now, what did he empower you to prosper in? Watch what he says here. God blessed him and said to them, be fruitful. Any of you got children? Okay, just four of you. Wow. I want to tell you one of the things God said. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. So if you've got children, you're already fulfilling that part of the mandate. Are you? You've got to get this. God said, when he blessed us, he empowered us to prosper in everything he blessed us with. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over everything in the earth that moves on the earth. But what he was not including in that was have dominion over mankind. He's talking dominion over the planet and all the things, including El Diablo, the devil. We are supposed to have dominion over Satan and his cronies and not him having dominion over our lives. Now, this is a mandate and kingdom dominion given to us by the creator of everything. Amen. So we've got to get this, because a lot of people will just get saved and they're happy with salvation, but they'll get, you know, they'll make heaven, but they'll be broke and sick and miserable and all kinds of stuff in their lives, where we could be in dominion while we're on the earth. We're not going to have dominion in heaven. God's got all the dominion. He will put you over nations if you prove faithful now. But God is ultimately the one in charge. How many of you know that's true? But now he said, while I'm away and I'm in you in the form of the Holy Ghost, I want you to occupy till I come. I want you to have dominion till I come. How do I do that, Lord? By staying in the spiritual realm and letting the Holy Spirit come through me and activate everything that's in me from heaven. The mandate that God's given to us is available to us. When God blessed mankind, he empowered him to be fruitful. He empowered him to multiply. He empowered him to fill the earth. He empowered him to subdue the earth. He empowered him to have dominion and over everything that is on the earth. Now, that's a mouthful, I just said. I mean, we could go home and meditate on that for the rest of the month. And like my wife said, I don't want to be giving you information. I'm giving you information in the form of the Logos, but God wants to turn this into the Rhema revelation. Amen. We need to get revelation of who we are and what we can do. And we've been given a mandate by our Father. Now, honoring authority releases the power that that authority is. You've got to honor those in authority over you, or else you cannot have the authority that they possess. Amen. Remember the man in Matthew 8, verse 5 to 13, the centurion? When he came to Jesus and he said, I need you to come and pray for someone at my house. And Jesus said, I'll come. And then he said, no, you don't need to come. Just say the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus looked at him and said to the disciples who walked and slept with him, I've not seen greater faith than this in all of Israel. In all of Israel. What's he talking about? Because the man said, because I understand authority. I am under authority. Therefore, I'm submitted to authority. Therefore, I have authority. And if I say to a servant or someone, you go and do it, he goes and does it. If you speak the word with the authority you have, it will produce. If you speak the word that God said you can speak, about healing, about prosperity, about restoration, whatever the word is in the Bible, the mandate on your life gives you the benefit of speaking the word and watching it manifest before your eyes. See, now this is word faith. You understand? This is what we teach, this is what we believe, and this is how my wife, myself, and my family live. And many of you live this way. Amen. And so you've got to submit to the higher authority. In other words, if you want the authority that God's given to you, the mandate He's put on your life, He's prepared a beautiful destiny for each and every one of us, we have to submit to His way of doing things. Everyone say, submit. Why don't you put your hand on your heart and say these words. Say, Father God, I submit to your authority completely in Jesus' name. Now, listen. Kingdom authority governs us. Supposed to govern us, right? Its laws overrule our opinions. Kingdom authority governs me. And the rules of the kingdom should override and overrule my opinions. Come on. Oh dear, that's a hard one. I know my rights. You got none. You're purchased at a price. You belong to someone else. Amen. So your rights, you've got rights. Oh boy, and are they powerful and fantastic rights? And it's the kingdom mandate. Comes from God. Listen, this is a brilliant word because, not because I'm saying it, because God's given this to me, but it's a brilliant word because it means that there's no hopeless case ever in the kingdom of God. There's never a hopeless case. There's never a loss. You don't lose. Even when someone goes to be with the Lord, you haven't lost them. I lost my husband. Don't ever say I lost my husband. We know where he is. Come on. He's with God. If they're born again, let's not forget to add that. Amen. And we give you an opportunity at the end of the service. So all authority is linked in obedience. All authority is linked in obedience. The centurion said, because I'm under authority, I submit to the authority above me. I do what the authority above me commands and tells me to do. Therefore, I'm now able to have my own authority and command and do the same as what my authority above me does. Did Jesus not say, I'm going? The devil's coming. He's got nothing in me. He said, but when I go, you're going to do what I'm doing. And even greater than what I'm doing. Did he not say that? What's he talking about? Kingdom authority. It's kingdom authority. We've all been blessed with kingdom authority. We have got the blessing from God. We've been empowered, Pastor Joe. That's why, you know, Galatians 3, 22 and 23, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such is no law. Those gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, starting in love and joy and peace, those are available to each and every one. Every one of the fruits of the Spirit are available to every one of us. You can walk in love. You can walk in peace. You can walk in patience. You can do everything Jesus did. Can you say amen? Amen? And so you cannot have authority until you submit and get under authority. Amen. I mean, if you're at a job and you've got a boss and you don't submit to that authority, don't be coming here and crying that you lost your job because you weren't coming on time. You were leaving early. You were taking extra hours for lunch breaks. You were disappearing during the day. Any kind of thing can happen. When you get fired, whose fault is it? My boss. You go. That is a spirit of entitlement, and you need to get it out. Don't you get a spirit of entitlement in your life. As a child of God, there's no spirit of entitlement. You've only got entitlement with God. He said, just what you can do. And just what you can stop happening to you. And he put it all down plain for us to see. I can stand up and say, no weapon formed against me, a child of God, shall prosper. Why can I say that? Because it's kingdom mandate.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have